Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, I was just going to say, I've been around a little bit longer than you, and I have every single rugby league annual that David Middleton has put together.
It's impressive.
So lovingly and so dedicated over the years. To the point where I would say this should be a textbook at schools.
I think
36th edition of the official rugby league annual every year should be added to the parents have to. You know, I don't know if you could subsidise it somehow through the rugby league, but I believe that all students should be, you know, in their student pack for the next year should have the rugby league annual. That's where I believe. I think the country would be better for it. David Middleton is quite incredible because whenever we get him on, I do think the backstory is worth telling about how this all started now 36 years ago. He works with Channel 9 these days, but independently, he puts together the Rugby League Annual, and he's on the line right now. Guru, welcome.
G'day, Vossi. G'day, James.
Namaste.
Good morning.
I'm not a namaste guy. You don't even know what I'm saying. There you go. So it doesn't go over. Guru, just take us back 36 years, because I've always been inspired by your story. You were a school kid who just loved rugby league and started working on putting together the history of rugby league and compiling it all into the one place. And then out of that, we ended up with a rugby league annual. Take us all the way back to the beginning, David, please.
So I was a bit of a nerdy school kid, you'd say, who loved rugby league. I guess during my school holidays, I used to traipse into the New South Wales League headquarters in Phillips Street, and I'd be a bit of a pest, I suppose, and I'd ask them for information and to have a look at old... they used to have all these bound volumes of the programs, which fascinated me because of all the history that they contained. And at one point, I wanted to put together or wanted to find a list of everyone who'd played for Australia. So I actually asked the late Ken Stephen. You'd know of the Ken Stephen Medal. He was a secretary of the New South Wales Rugby League. And I said, can you help me with a list of everyone who's played for Australia? And he sort of... looked around for a while and he came back to me and said, no, I can't come up with a full list of players. Here, I've got this and I've got this, but no, we don't have a full list. So that kind of inspired me to do that, go and do the research to put together a list of everyone that had played for Australia. And that ended up being a book that I showed Ian Heads when he was starting at Rugby League Week, and Rugby League Week wanted to publish it. And so it came out in my last year of school. And that was my foot in the door to get a job at Rugby League Week. And within 3 or 4 years, the idea of the annual came around. Ian Heads and Gary Lester had been doing some publishing, and they wanted to start a tradition of doing the annual, because there'd been an old annual that Ernie Christensen had put together. And the last one of them was out in, I think, 1978. So there'd been a gap. And they wanted to, you know, restart this annual and start a tradition and do it. You know, the idea was to be a bit like Wisden, you know, the cricket annual, to have your top five players of the year and so forth, and tell the story of the season. And that's really how it began.
Long time ago. 36
on. Yeah, number 36. What can we find in the annual, David? What do you go through?
Well, look, normally we have loads of records of, you know, test players from 1908 and all of the interstate records since 1980, et cetera. But this year we've kind of parked a lot of the records to put so much more content, because this was such a busy season of rugby league. When you look at the fact that there was a World Cup, there's all the NRL. There were two NRLW seasons, and we've covered them in full for the first time, so there's an awful lot more content than we normally have. It's the same page number, but we've just sort of parked all of those records, and there's some fantastic photos amongst it all as well, and I think having the women's competition in there gives it a real lift.
The work that goes into it, I mean, the detail, I mean, it's every match. I mean, it's almost 300 games reviewed. So how do you keep on top of that to put this together? You couldn't wait to the end of the season. Like, are you basically working on the annual all the way through the season? Like, you don't let a week pass by without getting, you know, what you're going to contribute to the annual at the end of the year?
Yeah, to a degree, but during the season, there's always, you know, greater priorities. I've always got to have something ready for Channel 9 before I can get onto the annual. So there's a lot of work that goes on at the end of the season, but I have to. Like, I've already started the 2023 edition, and I'm only 2 days after finishing the last one, you know.
What a life you have. You got the dream day. What, you gave yourself 2 days off, did you? You gave yourself a day off, did you?
Yeah, pretty much. but, you know, it is, you know, because I have a diary of events that goes 12 months, so, you know, I have to keep on top of that as well. So, there's a lot that I need to do on the run, but, you know, and again, a lot happens at the end of the year as well. So I've been going pretty well night and day since mid-October, watching all the World Cup games as well, which I loved. You know, the whole event was fantastic. Very envious of you, Andrew, having been over there to cover so much of it. And no, it was fabulous. And so all of that's in there as well.
And this year's edition, David, honours those lost in 2022, including one of our original immortals in rugby league.
Yeah, look, I posted on Twitter the other day that it's one of the most rewarding parts for me to write the stories of the people who have passed away in the past 12 months. You know, I said it's slightly morbid, I suppose, but, you know, we've lost around 70 identities in rugby league. You know, former players, former first grade players, representative players, coaches, media people, etc. You know, and to tell just a little bit of their story is just a great privilege. And, you know, you learn so much along the way about some of these players. You know, the one that I posted about last week was a guy who played a handful of first grade games for the Roosters in 1970, Mick Plant, his name was. And he was barred from East's Leagues club because he wouldn't cut his hair. They had a policy. And I know Russell Fairfax fell foul of it. A few of them used to sneak in to a bar there and, you know, carry on after games and whatever. But Mick got barred from the club, so he quit. He quit Sydney and he moved up to the Sunshine Coast. He became a legend of the game on the Sunshine Coast. I didn't know his story. He became a Hall of Fame member on the Sunshine Coast, Hall of Fame of Wide Bay Rugby League, and in their teams of the century as well. So he became a legend on the Sunshine Coast, and I never knew his story. So that was fascinating to me. And, you know, and there are so many others there that have got amazing stories.
Yeah, Mick Plant, there you go. And when you talk about people passing him, and now it'll be next year's annual, the passing of Paul Broughton, so sad from last weekend, a guy who was rugby league from head to toe, Coach Broughton, at 91. Now, David, all the important detail, where can our listeners obtain a copy of the 36th edition of the official Rugby League Annual?
It is available online at rugbyleagueannual.com.au, and it will be back from the printer, hopefully within the next week to 10 days, so before Christmas, but you can order it there now just to make sure you secure your copy at rugbyleagueannual.com.au. And yes, it will be back before Christmas with our fingers just crossed a little bit, because you never know with printing these days, things can happen, but we are told it'll be back before Christmas.
Well, I'm logging on during the next ad break. I'm getting on, getting around it. rugbyleagueannual.com.au. On the text, David, this will pump your tyres up a bit. Morning, AG. Love the Rugby League Annual. David does a fantastic job. I've been buying it since 05. There you go. So people, it's just got to be there. And you should put it in your dining room as well, so the people while you're over dinner can just say, oh, what about 07? Let's go back and revisit 07. Who's on the cover, David, by the way? What'd you do with the cover? Want to give spoiler alert or keep that under wraps?
We've got some Panthers on the cover. A couple of different groups of Panthers. One in their Samoan gear. So there's three or four Panthers there that were members of the Samoan team. We've got some Gillaroos on the cover as well. And a big celebration shot of the Panthers having gone back-to-back in 2022. Pretty special cover. It looks fantastic.
Dave Middleton, the official Rugby League Annual out for the 36th year in succession. You've done a great job again. Can't wait to get my hands on it. And I'm sure the listeners will as well. We'll keep pumping it up. David, well done, mate.
Good on you, Vossi. Thank you. And thanks, James. Have a good day.
Namaste, yeah. David.
Namaste. Namaste, Mr. Middleton, the guru. Wonder when the Bulldogs ever be on the cover again, James?
2023. Actually, I've got something on that, Vossie. So the Bulldogs yesterday announced Rob Whittaker, the UFC, Australian UFC champion, as their new wrestling coach.
Wow.
Now, Rob Whittaker's had two previous positions as the wrestling coach. First one in 2014 for the Rabbitohs. We all know what happened that year. And most recently, for the past three seasons, he's been working with none other than the Penrith Panthers.
Get out of town.
So read into that what you will.
All right. There's some more breaking news from James May. Well, not breaking. You've heard about it.
Yes.
Is that breaking news? No.
Well, it might be breaking for some of our listeners.
Yeah. Well done. 22 and a half after seven, breakfast with Vossie and James Magnuson, the missile. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.